We have Tomas Lozano along with Mimi Zhang, and it's our pleasure to welcome them to the Saturday Light Brigade.
Thank you. Welcome.
Would you like to begin with a song so we can listen?
Yes, we're going to play a song that it's called Sun Gate. It's a traditional Chinese tune. And maybe can say about the story of the tune.
Play it first,
okay.
Thank you.
That was amazing.
Thank you.
Absolutely amazing. And you two are playing together under the moniker 2000, the numeral 2, followed by the word 1000. And that's because each of your instruments is over 1,000 years old. And I don't think your actual instruments are that old.
The history of the instrument. Yeah.
Now, I can remember, and I always forget this until I see a hurdy-gurdy. My aunt, who was a musicologist, had a hurdy-gurdy. Nice. She was very proud of it. She always told me she couldn't play it very well, but I think she was the kind of person who always said that about whatever instrument she played. I cannot recall the history, even though she told it to me many times, nor the fundamentals of how a hurdy-gurdy actually makes music. You ought to Google one and look at it. It's got a hand crank at the bottom that I think feeds air into...
There's not air involved. It's all friction. It's a wheel. There's a crank that is attached with a shaft that goes into a wheel.
Oh.
And when you actually turn this crank, you turn the wheel, and the wheel frictions the strings.
It's like
a violin. I always say that in the violin, you bring the bow into the strings. In the hurdy-gurdy, you bring the strings into the bow, which is the wheel.
So that's, you're just making that wheel turn, and then the strings. Now, an old friend that I know used to play a violin using an electric drill without a drill bit. And he would use the wheel of the hub of the drill to vibrate against the strings.
Wow.
And he was sort of imitating a hurdy-gurdy though, right?
Wow.
Because that's wheel turning against the strings. That was Joy Tujor, who still lives up on Polish Hill. What are all of the keys? Is that to create... I think I see keys. Are those chords?
The hurdy-gurdy has like the bagpipes, drones. You can have one or multiple drones. They can be an octave. And they just play one note. And then there's a key chest that it's aligned. The keys are organized the same way that the piano is. So you have two rows. The bottom row will be the white notes of your piano. And the top row will be the black notes of your piano, which is a chromatic scale. And they have tangents, so when you press the keys, they actually change the pitch of the string, like pressing the frets of a guitar, basically. And that's how you make the melody.
What an interesting sounding
instrument. It's all mechanics.
Instrument too.
And somebody figured out... A thousand years ago.
Yeah. What you wonder? Who thought of that? Who was thinking? We need a musical instrument. Here's how it's going to work. Now, how did you come by playing it? And by the way, I should give you a proper introduction. Forgive me. This is Thomas Lozano. Tomas Lozano.
Yeah.
How did you come by?
Well, I saw hurdy-gurdy for the first time in my life when I was 16. I'm originally from Spain. And there was a band that came from southern France, and they had a hurdy-gurdy, and I was just fascinating. But, of course, at that time in Spain, there was the tradition of the hurdy-gurdies, it was almost dead. And in Europe, it has gotten through some periods of, after especially the war, that the hurdy-gurdy was a little bit forgotten. So our generation is a little bit the one that we brought the hurdy-gurdy back in a revival, and in Europe there's a big revival now, and we are trying to promote this instrument in the States. We have a hurdy-gurdy workshop in Indiana, in Bloomington, Indiana, that has been going on for 6 years, the only hurdy-gurdy workshop in the States now.
Is it hard to learn how to play?
It's like any other instrument. You have to put time on it, and there's no shortcuts about playing music. Everybody thinks, oh, I'm going to get a guitar and just play, and you know, you have to be dedicated. But there's the hurdy-gurdy requires maintenance, and that's something has to teach you how to properly change the cotton that wraps the strings and how properly to rosin the wheel so it sounds And these small things, if you don't know how to deal with them, will make your hurdy-gurdy in your life miserable.
I can imagine over
very
time.
Very frustrating. And you will think, I'm such a bad player, but it's such a simple thing that, but you have to know how to deal with these small details.
Now, what country did it originate in?
This is a great thing about the hurdy-gurdy. The hurdy-gurdy appears in Europe around the 10th century, but there's not a single country or region that can claim we invented it. So it's very nice. So
yeah.
There's no flags to it. It's a European instrument. It's played from all the way from Portugal to the east, to the Russia, to Ukraine, and all the countries between. Different styles, different shapes, different tunings. But it's basically the same thing with the wheel, the frictions, the strings.
Yeah.
And people play them for dances, for accompanying the ballads or recitals, reciting poems, all kinds of stuff.
So very much a people's instrument,
yes.
It sounds like.
Yeah.
We're going to talk also about the erhu, but before we do that, why don't we listen to another song, and then we'll have Mimi talk about her instrument a bit. If you're just joining us, we have Tomas Lozano, who's playing hurdy-gurdy, and Mimi Zhang playing the Chinese erhu. They've been performing a lot this week and are also going to be at Carnegie Library tomorrow in Oakland, and we'll give you the details on that as well. And we'll find out what the next song they're going to play is.
Next one is called Trapezista, Trappist Artist, and Mimi and I, we will be jumping to each other from each other with no net on the bottom.
Here we go. So
free falling.
Be careful, nobody gets hurt.
Thank you.
Thank you.
2000. What really struck me listening to the two of you is that it once sounded very old and just, I can't think of exactly the right word. Ancient is, I guess, the word I'm looking for, but also sounded kind of contemporary and lively and spirited. And it's just, it's wonderful to listen to. And I think you would enjoy seeing it too, by the way. And there, maybe you've seen them already this week. They've had a number of performances. I was looking at everywhere you've been this week, and I was thinking, oh my goodness, we're not going to have a chance to mention anywhere that you are yet to be playing, but you are going to be at Carnegie Library. Mm-hmm. That's tomorrow, right?
That's tomorrow, 2 to 3 o'clock in the library itself.
So that's a nice, easy performance. Just go in and you can enjoy hearing them. And then do you have more coming up?
Actually, tonight, the nonprofit organization founded over 10 years ago called Harmonizing. We are reviving the organization, and tonight is the first concert, and we're presenting Tomás Lozano. His Spanish solo ballads.
And you play guitar, right?
Yeah, we'll be playing the traditional ballads from Spain, from the oral tradition that I learned, many of them from my mother, that she learned from her grandmother. And I will be accompanying myself a few pieces with hurdy-gurdy, other ones with guitar, and one piece with tambourine.
Do you live in Pittsburgh now?
No, I live in Bloomington, Indiana.
And what brings you to Pittsburgh this weekend?
Mimi.
Well, we met 6 years ago at a music event, Folk College, and Tomás was on staff, and they were so busy. But one night, we just between event, we got a time to sit together at the lobby, and we just started to jam with Tomás' fellow musician, Polly, from New Mexico. So that was between event, people were moving from room to room through the lobby. But when we were jamming, everybody stopped, like the wall froze. So then since then, we were thinking about a collaboration, but it didn't happen until the beginning of this year. I said, Tomás, I got 2 gigs. Do you want to work on it? So at the start, the beginning of the year, we started to work together until now.
Well, I'm glad that happened. Now, how long have you been in the United States?
I've been in the States for 24 years.
Okay, so it's been
a long time.
What part of Spain are you from?
I was born close to Barcelona, but my family's from the south, from Granada. So I grew up between the two places, being from both places and none at the same time.
Yeah, just like the hurdy-gurdy. You have something in common. Yeah. And it's nice that you're able to, especially in this concert tonight, you'll be featuring some songs from your family growing up. So where is that show this evening again?
It's on this street, James Simon Sculptural Studio, 300 block of Gist Street.
Oh, right.
But if you Google James Simon, it will show up with a map.
Great. And I can get that information too. And then tomorrow at Carnegie Library from 2:30 to 3 o'clock. 2 to 3 o'clock.
Tonight tomorrow. Start at 7:30.
Excellent. Now, Mimi, we've had you with the Erhu a few times before, but just for people that maybe have never seen one, it's a stringed instrument. Can you describe a little bit about how it works?
Yes. The Erhu came over 1,000 years ago from the north, from the Han people, H-U-N. The Chinese call the Han people Hu people. Actually, it also means barbarian. So this is a barbaric instrument. And Hu Qin, Qin means music instrument. Hu instruments actually is a big family of all these 2 strings fiddle. And the difference between the violin and the erhu is that the violin has 4 strings, the erhu has two strings. The erhu is tuned to D and A, just like the middle, two middle strings of the violin. And the instrument that I just play is called the zhonghu. Zhong means middle. So it's a little bit bigger than the erhu. It's tuned to G and A. It's like the two lower strings of the violin. And I have another instrument that I play sometimes. It's higher. It's like the two higher strings of the violin.
And what's that one called?
That one is called the gaohu, that you mostly hear in the Peking opera.
So there's a hu family.
Yeah.
Almost like we have saxophones in different ranges.
Right.
There's a range of
erhu. Yes, all violin, viola, cello, bass. Yeah. We have all that, and it's used in the orchestra. So the difference, another difference is that my bow, the hairs are between the strings, between the two strings. And I press both strings when I play, but I bow only one string at a time.
I never noticed that. Bow is threaded through the strings. If she were to pick up the erhu, the bow would not fall down because it's in between the strings.
Right, right. And where I bow, it is only 1/8 of an. They are only 1/8 of an inch apart.
Wow.
Very close. And we have a little bridge, tiny bridge. The look is, of course, completely different than the violin. It's like you can picture a big can.
Yeah, it looked almost like a 1-pound coffee can on its side.
Yeah.
And then the strings coming up from the lid to the neck. What a beautiful instrument.
And the sound come from the back. This one is a northern hu chin. So the back is open. And it has 8 sides. And my erhu is from the south. It has 6 sides. And the back is like an intricate wood lacy kind of pattern.
Yeah. You want to tell them what is the resonator in the erhu?
Well, the one side is covered by python skin. Yeah, they try to make it out of man-made material.
Charlie, did you guess that was python skin? Is that what you were thinking?
I did.
Okay.
You can touch it later. It's just like I tell people, you can touch everything, but not the hairs.
Yeah.
You know that because your finger has oil, then the hair would not sing.
What a gosh! That's so that creates this almost banjo-like, or that vibrates beneath. Not really banjo-like, but it's a tight snakeskin. Cool.
Yeah, and I can, of course, I can do pizzicato.
Yeah. That sounds like a movie that you could make going on in the background. Well, it is whether you go tonight to hear Tomas or tomorrow at Carnegie Library, if you have some curiosity about what these instruments look like and their heritage and how they are played, they're fascinating to watch as well as to listen to. And the people that are playing them are also fascinating to watch and to listen to also. So I hope you'll consider doing that. What would you like to play next? We probably will have time for at least 2 more songs, maybe even 3.
You want to play Four Hills?
Four Hills, yes. Four Hills, yes. Four Hills is a piece that was inspired when I was traveling in Turkey. And actually, Appalachia has been performing this piece, and it's in our second CD. But this arrangement is very different. We piece 2 songs together. So we play Four Hills first, and then I'll let Tomas talk about the second part that we piece together.
The second song that follows Four Hills, it's called Three Ways, so it's 4 and 3, 7.
Oh, I was going for 12, but 7's good.
And it's Three Ways. It's an old Spanish tune that We try to think that it refers to the three ways, the three cultures that lived in Spain, coexisted in Spain for many centuries, the Christian, Jews, and Muslims. So it's more like a peace song for us. So four hills and three ways. We do the three ways to that.
Yeah. And to the end, the dance. Mm-hmm. Okay. Intro.
Thank you.
It's just incredible. And you could hear that song sounded peaceful and full of love and just very, a lot of harmony just listening. Annie? Annie has a comment.
I've got a Annie
raised
I have
her
a couple
hand.
Of questions.
It was nice.
I didn't know if the mic was on or not.
No, I'm glad
I'm
you did.
I'm fascinated by the hurdy-gurdy, and I noticed that there's a rhythmic buzzing that happens, and I'm wondering how you do that.
Oh, that's magic.
I was going to ask that too. It's funny. I heard that.
I didn't explain that earlier. I shouldn't. But there's a buzzing bridge here, and there's many in the Renaissance and the Baroque time. There's several instruments that they have a buzzing bridge, but the folk knowledge or the folk comment or the legend says about the hurdy-gurdy is that somebody built a hurdy-gurdy during the Renaissance time. And then one of the bridges was not glued completely, so when he played, made that annoying noise. But instead of gluing it back, he thought, maybe I can use this for my advantage, and I can. So there's a whole technique in the right hand that is actually the difficult part of the hurdy-gurdy, I would say. It's the right hand to keep those very intricate rhythms that can happen.
So it's a pressure on the.
It's not a pressure. It's a pressure. It's like not. It's hard to explain. It's there are small push ups that you do in different parts of the circle.
Okay.
And you use your different parts of your hand, fingers. You make this the knob to roll in your hand, and you hit it with this finger, and then you kick it with this one, and then you kick it with that one, and then you push it. It's a whole. And it gets very complicated. It can be very complicated.
And then it becomes intuitive once you get it down. Probably.
Yeah. Then there has to be a moment that you don't have to think about it. And that's the hard part.
Thank you.
is there a relationship to tempo as you're doing that? Because as I was listening, I was watching your hand very carefully on that song, in part because of the vibrations that Annie Trimble just mentioned. And it seemed to be matching the beat of the music.
Yeah, that's where how you keep the beat.
Yeah,
in this hand, and it's. Traditionally these instruments were played for dances, so you're keeping the beat for the dances very, very strongly, very steady.
I wonder if anybody ever thought of hooking up a foot pedal to. Churn your hurdy-gurdy so you wouldn't have to do that with your arm.
But then you will have no control of it.
Another observation was that you mentioned that the keys were set up like the piano, but you're basically, with your left hand, you're playing the piano upside down.
Yeah, because
it
is gravity always works. And actually the first hurdy-gurdies, the mother of the hurdy-gurdy is called Organistrum, and the key chess was the opposite. So they require two people to play it. Because one person will crank the wheel and the other person, instead of pushing the keys from the bottom up, they will pull the keys up, and they needed both hands so they cannot go really fast. So until somebody thought, gravity always works. Flip the key chest and always you push. There's no springs or anything. People think I have a spring, but it's just gravity. You push the key and comes naturally. It's a great thing. We have gravity for this case.
it's absolutely beautiful. Now, I did get the address for Gist Street, and then I promptly forgot it. Let me 309 Gist Street is the James Simon Sculpture Gallery, which is where you will be tonight performing. 7:30 is the time, and that's kind of in the uptown section of Pittsburgh. And then tomorrow, Carnegie Library between 2 and 3 o'clock in Oakland. We have about, I would say about 4 minutes of radio time left. We can either talk a little bit more or play whichever.
Yeah, we can play. We can play one song. Before we play, can I announce the second harmonizing concert?
Please.
That's Sunday at 6 o'clock. The City of Asylum is co-sponsoring with us with harmonizing. So we have Afro Yaki, the jazz funk group, playing at 6 o'clock, and this concert is free. Just go to the City of Asylum website and reserve a seat. There's a restaurant, you can have dinner there, And Harmonizing is going to have two more concerts in November and one more in December. And I want to mention the November 7th concert is a Tuesday night. We have Mike Block, the cellist, here. Mike Block play in a Silk Road Ensemble with Yo-Yo Ma. And he is actually the first person who play the cello standing up, and Yo-Yo Ma follow that too. So this is a very good concert to come to. He's going to do a solo concert.
Excellent. I want to thank, excuse me, all of our guests today at City Theater, Young Playwrights, Pittsburgh Musical Theater, and also Tomas Lozano and Mimi Zhang, we're going to let you play us out. I want to thank you for being here. We'll meet you next week here at the Saturday Light Brigade, Saturday mornings on community radio. And what would you like to play?
A song called Xi Yang Yang, Happiness, that the chieftain used to play when they visited China.
Thanks for being here.
I'd like to thank you for inviting us to perform here. We are 2,000, and we are an erhu. And these are conversations between an erhu and a hurdy-gurdy, and we play some traditional pieces from Europe, some traditional pieces from China, as well as Mimi's compositions and my own compositions.